Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
Well, the way this is going, it seems like it's party time every night. Good morning. The Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Sorry about that. I had to move my mic. But let's do this quickly at 92.3 and 99.1. Coronavirus update brought to you by Real Construction. Across the United States, we have 619,000 cases, 331. But we've only seen 27,176 deaths. We are up to 14 deaths now here in Washoe County. Health officials just confirming the 14th death related to COVID-19. Remember, related to does not necessarily mean because of. Check the numbers for yourself. All kinds of stories are being brought out. We have 131 deaths here in the state of Nevada. But due to the CDC and the recording, we're never going to know what those numbers truly are because they're being masked. If you need a specialist in all related insurance-related restoration projects, then you need to call Real Construction because they are open for business and they are ready for you. Give them a call at 359-0700. This is how we start the day, but we've got lots to come for you. Some interesting things. We've got interviews with the unemployment, the Office of, or the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation. We're going to get an expert, and we're going to talk about the independent contractors out there. Love to lead you to our website, though, right now, 991fmtalk.com. Do you agree with the defunding of the World Health Organization? Who? Do you agree with the defunding? Love to have your thoughts on that. Yes, no, other. Put in your own comments. Just click other. Yesterday's poll question, should physical distancing continue after the Chinese virus passes? 15% said yes. I am so sad to hear that you feel that way. 48% said no. 37%, good other answer here. 37%, it depends on who you are with, close friends or strangers? Stranger danger. Yes, that's how it goes. All right. Let's head to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Bardley. Blah, blah, blah. I just can't talk this morning. Barney Wadley, who is the secretary for Fight for Nevada. FightForNevada.com. That's fight, F-O-R, spell out Nevada.com. Barney, thank you so much for joining the show early so we can get this information out.
You bet, Monica. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing fabulous mentally, physically, but for some reason, my tongue isn't working.
Well, join the club.
It's always when it matters most, right, Barney? You know, it's like I've been fine all day. As soon as 10 o'clock hits, blah, 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 blah.
That's exactly right. That happens to me every day.
All right. Let's talk about the impedance of the recall Sisolak effort with collecting signatures for the recall process. has the limited environment of being able to go out, has this hindered our collection at all?
It has devastated our collections because of the fact that people are adhering to what the governor has said, and they just are not getting out on the streets. We have a permanent location set up at Fuji Park, right, straight across from the entrance to Costco in Carson City. And Maxine has been doing very well there. We're trying to do the same thing at in a location in Reno, Juggernaut Arms in Sparks. That still has to be finalized, though. But this ruling by the Deputy Attorney General to not extend our time because of the pandemic and not to stop it, stop our signatures until, you know, until the pandemic is over. This has pretty much devastated us. I'm wondering if there are some underlying political views in this, but I can't prove anything. So,
well, and that's what you and I have to get together off the air, because we had our Nevada Patriots meeting and there was a First Amendment specialist lawyer who was on the call, and we may just actually have a case. So you and I need to get together off air and pull all the information together and send it to him. But this is where we need the real patriots, the real Nevadans, to stand up. Look at all that Sisolak has done just in the last 2 weeks to hinder people. And as we are getting ruling from even Bill Barr is putting it out there that governors do not have the authority to, by the Constitution, our Constitution, which we go by, does not have the authority to shut down the ability to express our religion, to worship where we want to worship, even during this pandemic. So you can read the rulings for yourself. But for Governor Sisolak to do this, I keep hearing from more people, where's the petition? Where's the petition? It's hard to believe that the signature gathering has fallen off when so many people are seeing what Sisolak is doing and now want to sign the petition.
Yes, this is exactly why we're ramping back up our people on the streets getting the signatures. We're desperately in need of more people in Reno, Sparks, Washoe County, basically, to step up to the plate and help us gather signatures. We would like to get some drive-through signature gathering locations in the Reno area. So, but we do need people that are dedicated and be able to do this for the next 29 days until the recall effort is over with. So please step up to the plate, get a hold of fightfornevada.com and volunteer your services a few hours or a few days a week. We would really appreciate your help.
So when it comes to gathering the signatures, Barney, how close were we at the April 15th cutoff?
We were...
Or the March 31st cutoff.
Yeah, we were low. This is how come we really need to ramp it up this next 29 days to see if we can catch up. Clark County has been a stumbling block for us. We have not done as well in Clark County as we thought we were going to, and which was first projected down there. So Washoe County is a little bit behind. all of the rural counties are right on target, and we'll meet our goals in all of the rural counties.
You know, that is just, it's so disappointing to think that Sisolak has such a stronghold on things right now. And the those naysayers from the very beginning, your elected officials who would not get on board, your elected representatives, pretty much all of them, wouldn't sign, wouldn't endorse. Are they turning around yet, Barney?
I hate to say yes, because they're not. They're giving us lip service, and that's just about it.
Okay, so since I called them out and said they're not signing, and they turned around and said, oh, well, yeah, we will now, they're going, surprisingly, back on their word.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they are not denouncing our group anymore, that's for sure, but they're not encouraging either. The main reason is they're getting back to their old adage of, okay, look, it's going to cost you millions of dollars to get this guy out of office. Well, no, it isn't. This is the way that the ordinary people of Nevada can, in fact, it's one of the last ways that the ordinary people in Nevada can actually get a elected official out of office with a recall process.
Okay, so I hate to point fingers, but if this does fail, I am going to blame every single Republican elected representative out there. Until you start giving me some names of any elected representatives who have actually signed the petition, because it's ridiculous of what's going on.
Yeah, we have had a few of the county sheriffs that have actually stepped up to the plate and signed a petition, but as far as elected officials,
so we're talking city council people, legislators, assembly people, senators. If you have signed this petition, you should be calling and emailing them every single day, because they are the ones who this could easily be finished if they would put their support and stop, you know, publicly denouncing it and privately denouncing it as well.
That's exactly right. That's 100% correct. If we would have had the backing of legislators, senators, city and county officials, the Republican Party, and I'm calling them out.
Michael McDonald, all of them.
Exactly. We would have had more than enough signatures to get this guy out of office.
But yeah, because there were a number of events, Lincoln Day events, all of these things that you should have been speaking at. You should have been first and foremost there, and they cut you out. You were not invited, and they asked that you did not have signature collections there. So, Barney, actually, I want you to hang on for just a minute, because you've got me revved up. So I got to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with Barney Wadley, who is the secretary of Fight for Nevada, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Oh, it's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today, and so is Barney Wadley, who is the secretary for the Fight for Nevada Recall Project to recall Governor Sisolak. And it's surprising, Barney, because the The Michigan governor is being recalled as well in the process of gathering signatures. And they're saying, oh, it's not going well and blah, blah, blah. And they have 150,000 signatures to recall this woman who is doing the exact same things as Governor Sisolak, you know, cutting off access to church and just playing games with people, lying from day one that she was elected. We need to have people. All we need is your signature. Right now, we don't need your money or anything like that. We need your participation. And will we, after this is all said and done, Barney, you don't have to do it. Will you give me the names of the elected representatives who did not sign this petition?
Oh, sure, sure. Angela and I have talked over the course of the past few weeks, and we're both very concerned about this as well. You know, the politicians out there should be jumping at this, especially now with this pandemic, where in one fell swoop of his pen, this governor shut down two-thirds of the economy in Nevada.
And withheld life-saving medication, stockpiled that medication in his corrections facilities. So once again, the criminals are put above the Nevadans. And you know what? I don't have to wait. You and Gloria, the founders of this whole organization, you give me the names right now, and we'll start calling out the elected representatives who especially have said that they support it, who said they will sign it, and still haven't. Because I have no problem calling people out.
Oh, so, we know that, and so, same as me.
You know, so you guys work together. You just send me the list, and we'll be talking about it. Because I had a caller the other day who said, hey, this should be the first thing and the last thing out of your mouth when you start and end your show is to recall Governor Sisolak. And
yes, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts because you are an inspiration to every one of us in the recall effort. You've been to all of our rallies locally, and you've been a tremendous supporter of our effort.
Well, it's, you know, I'm tired of this BS from the elected representatives that we have to work with him.
Yes. That is one of the biggest complaints that I have about our legislators is, well, we have to play nice because if we don't, we're not going to get any legislation passed.
Well, you know what? That's a good thing because we have too much legislation. So for all these BS bills, the, what was it, 1,500 bills that were actually written and created, you know, this is nonsense. We are never going to get this state back if we don't have people stand up. And I'm not talking about just from the Democrats. I'm talking about the do-nothing Republicans and the rhinos out there. All this playing nice has gotten us to where we are, and Sandoval is the perfect example of that. We also have P.K. O'Neill. I just, a caller yesterday, P.K. O'Neill is going to come back and run for office, and he's one of the Republicans who signed off and is very proud to stand behind his signing of or the voting yes of the commerce tax. This has to stop, people.
It does. We are losing our state. It's time for people to stand up, make a stand. Everybody needs to get a hold of their elected representatives and say, stop now. Stop playing nice. Start fighting fire with fire and get our state back.
FightForNevada.com. It doesn't get any easier. The website is updated constantly. I mean, not daily, but hourly for locations for you to get out of your house, get some exercise, and go get this petition signed. Just scroll through.
And,
yes, go ahead.
And within this next week, we should have drive-through locations where you should not even have to get out of your car. this we're trying to institute in the Reno area. So keep an eye on the website for the drive-through locations.
All right, and keep listening here. But if, you know what, please don't wait for a drive-through location. Just go sign the petition at one of the many businesses that is open, like Juggernaut Arms or any place else. Juggernaut, yeah. Sorry, Juggernaut. What did I get that from? Juggernaut Arms. You know, and again, your Second Amendment rights, your First Amendment rights. If you do not sign this, then you are not protecting those rights. Barney Wadley, thank you so much for all you do, the entire team. Don't forget Fuji Park, as long as weather permits, 7 days a week, 9:30 to 5 across from the Carsco down in Carson City, if you are in Carson. But we need those locations here in Washoe County. Barney?
Thank you, Monica.
And, bless you and your entire team.
Okay, if somebody has a business in Reno and you are willing to let us set up a table out front, please let us know. We are having a heck of a problem with business owners and locations in Reno that will let us set up a station outside of their business.
We just need your parking lot for a little bit. We won't bother anything else. Barney Wadley, thank you so much. Again, that's fightfornevada.com. It's that easy. It's the Monica Jay Show. Quick update here by Fox News on what's going on around the country. And then we've got some local news here for you as well, things that are going on and how Nevada ties into this whole sexual harassment and the ignoring of Joe Biden. Nice. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
You need to speak more and louder and get just as aggressive about it as you can. We need it.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
Oh, Living on a Prayer. Love that song. Boy, doesn't that feel like what we're all doing right now? Living on a Prayer. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, trying to get you the answers that you need, the help to move forward. Fish in such need right now. All day fundraiser going on. Food drive at Carson City Toyota to help Fish. It's going on right now. It's going on until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Whatever you can spare. So many people got panicked and headed to the stores and bulked and stocked up, and that left other people needing. Well, the other thing that leaves people needing is the fact that they don't have a job right now. Three times as many people going to the local food banks everywhere across the country, here locally, right in our backyard. They need the help, and they need the unemployment. So, from the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation, joining us right now is Chris Sewell to answer some questions. Chris, thank you so much for taking the time. I know everybody at the department is so busy right now, but there's a lot of questions to, for everyday people out there. Yeah,
yes,
you know, people haven't had to go through this before, and having Rosa on was great to give people the YouTube videos, the access to those, to go there, because that the wonderful instruction tools. But things are, what do they say, in flux, constantly changing. So
I think that's a good term. Influx is a very good term. We're, as I said, we have over 300,000 Nevadans that have already filed for unemployment just this last month. And to put that into perspective, last year, just in the whole year, we had 110,000 out of the whole year. And we've surpassed that over three times in the last month.
Yeah, and we're only in April, so who knows what's going to happen. Because once all is said and done and we open back up the economy, some businesses just aren't coming back. So those unemployment rolls are still going to be there. Chris, one of the big questions I'm getting, especially with the CARES Act, and it was updated, is the independent contractor. First off, who is the independent contractor?
Well, anyone, basically an independent contractor is anyone that generally gets a 1099 statement for their earnings. They could be hairstylists, Uber drivers, things of that nature. You know, people in the what they call nowadays the gig economy, and those are our folks that would qualify under the what they call the PUA, and that's the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance area of the CARES Act. And those are the ones that, you know, we don't have a system set up for that yet. We're working on it diligently. We have people working on it, you know, 24/7 to try to get those folks into our system. And we're looking at hopefully the first part of May or mid-May that we can stand up that program. That program has never, ever existed in Nevada. And so that's one of the reasons why it's taking a little bit longer.
Okay, so when people are calling in and they're getting the busy signals and they're I mean, really, this is for them. If they're an independent contractor, they're, as I'm listening to this, I'm really hearing they're not going to get any help really until May.
That's very true. Unfortunately, again, this is a whole new system. Okay. We're trying to get something stood up as fast as we can. You know, the history of unemployment insurance is basically for those individuals that, you know, work for a company, the company pays into the unemployment insurance fund, and we have a record of all of that. But these folks are, you know, 1099 employees, and they're independent contractors. They're out on their own. And we don't have a system set up for those folks to file for unemployment. And that's what we're setting up now.
Is there anything that they can be doing right now to help the process, to make themselves feel better? Because it, your hands are tied, but is there anything that they can be doing?
Now, I would probably have to say, if they're in dire straits, contact our Health and Human Services department and see if they can get any assistance, whether it's SNAP or something along those lines. But that's really all, or go to a local charity and things of that nature. I know that's really difficult. Mm-hmm. But until we can get this system stood up and accepting claims for those 1099 filers under PUA, that's really all I can say at this point in time.
Okay. What are you going, do you have any idea what they are going to need to have for you? Is it just, you know, the basic information of Social Security and their last 1099, or to get them ready to file in May? What are they going to have to prove to you?
Well, we're still working through that with guidance from the Federal Department of Labor on what we're going to be needed to get from those individuals. But, you know, as a precursor, I would just say, you know, make sure that you have copies of your 1099 statements available you know, proof of who you are and things of that nature. So that way, when the system does get up and running, we may not need all of that, and we may need a little bit more, but at least they'll have a start on, you know, gathering all that information now, so that way they're ready when we do open up those that system.
Yeah, what they've made in the past and, you know, as a regular thing, so it shows you that, yeah, they were bringing in this money. There is something else very important I needed to ask you, and just hearing your responses, it escaped my mind. I'm trying to pay attention to what you're saying so I can pass it on. But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, I think one of the biggest, one of the other large things everyone is really worried about, and we do get a lot of phone calls on this, and the governor talked about it last night at his press conference, and that's called the FPUC, FPUC program out of the CARES Act, and that stands for Federal Pandemic Unemployment Compensation, and that's that extra $600. And so Everyone probably heard that Dieter took down their website over the weekend on Saturday and into Sunday. And that was to make some updates to our system so that that way we could start issuing those $600 checks to Nevadans that have qualified for unemployment. And so that actually is starting. We're starting to get those checks out most likely today. It's not going to be all at once. Your neighbor or your friend might say, hey, I got my $600. We're going to have to stagger that out this whole week, and we promise we'll get everyone caught up with those $600 payments.
Yeah, when you're dealing with 300,000 people, that it's kind of overwhelming the system. But thank you for saying that, because you triggered into my question, and that is, what about people who were already on unemployment? They found it a little bit difficult through the system of the whole going out and looking weekly for a job. Do they need to go back in and update their information to make it current with what's going on?
You know, those folks that have already applied for unemployment and been accepted unemployment, there's a job search requirement, but that has been waived. The job search requirement has been waived by the governor just due to the fact that, one, there's no jobs. You know, a lot of businesses, as we all know, are closed. So that job search requirement has been waived. But you still need to file weekly and say, you know, I'm still here, I'm still unemployed. But that job search requirement has been waived. Just making sure, you know, you just need to make sure you file weekly and update that you're still there and you're still unemployed.
Yeah, and we're still going to see the numbers coming in. So thank you for all that you guys are doing. I know you're working hard to get this set for all Nevadans out there. Where can people go to find out the latest on the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation, Dieter, what you guys are doing to give them peace of mind to just be patient?
You know, probably the best avenue for information is going to our website, and that's ui.nv.gov. And up on the, when you get into the website, up on the top left is a area highlighted in red, and that'll take you to all of our COVID-19 press releases and what's been going on. And it also will take you in, like, to the YouTube videos that you talked with Rosa about. And so that's probably the best way to get the most current information. On there, actually, you're going to see a new press release that came out today. We did, and, you know, we've been going through this process for the last few weeks. We've, you know, tripled our call center, number of people in our call center taking calls. But we also signed a contract with Alorica to help us with the call center calls. That just started today, and they're going to be assisting with just general questions right up front. So if you have a general question, you can call their hotline, and let me give it to you. And that's 800-603-9671. Again, they're not going to be able to talk about specific claim information, but they will be able to answer general questions on, you know, what do I need to prepare for and things of that nature. They just got started today, and we're transitioning them into getting over into claims as soon as we can. But again, they'll be able to answer a lot of those generalized questions.
All right, and I can't stress it enough. You need to go to YouTube and check out the YouTube videos put out there by the Nevada Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation to walk you through just about any type of situation you might be in. So they've thought this through, but the CARES Act and what we're going through right now is new to everybody. It's unprecedented, as they say. Chris Sewell, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate your time and the information, and nobody is blaming you that it's going to take until May. Trust me.
Yeah. Thank you very much, and thank you for letting us get on your show today. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. There you have it. If you're an independent contractor, it's a whole new thing. What have they been saying? It's a whole new world. Unfortunately, I mean, I'm in the same boat as you. I'm an independent contractor, but I'm still doing my thing. for all the Uber drivers, for all the Lyft drivers, for all the hairstylists, barbers, nail technicians, tilers, you know, the subcontractors, the people who use independent contractors. It's going to be until about mid-May. And that really sucks to hear, but take advantage of every other program out there that you can get your hands on. Food banks, SNAP. And remember, we are all in this together. I know that that sounds trite when you have bills to pay, but those people who are billing you for things have to understand the money's not there as well. So, late payments, no payments for right now. People just have to be realistic. You can't be evicted. Try to pay what you can on your rent. Because honestly, we don't know how long this is going to go on. California trying to get their economy going. They're creating that little triad or whatever they're putting together, which, by the way, is unconstitutional. So maybe that is a smart move from Sisolak not to be a part of that. Because the states don't work that way. You can't make compacts with other states. Again, going back to that little piece of paper that people don't read. It's called the Constitution. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today on your live and local FM talk show. If you have assistance for anybody out there who is unemployed and is a private contractor who, well, is going to have to wait until May to be able to file for unemployment insurance, please call in. There's help everywhere in this community, but unfortunately, nonprofits don't get a whole lot of advertising, even though all of the media groups out there should be talking about these things on a regular basis. You know, awaken for victims of sex trafficking, sexual abuse, CASA. The programs that are out there just need to be recognized. And we need to have people talking about them more to help get the word out. Like Catholic Charities, they have rental and power assistance. So if you're looking at where you live and you're saying, I'm going to be homeless, you're not going to be homeless. You can't be evicted during this time. Okay, unless there's some ongoing situation that, you know, it's not because of the shutdown that you're in that position. But the power can't be turned off. But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be paying your bills. So if you qualify, contact Catholic Charities for the rental and power assistance. It's not just them, though. If you go to church, please contact your church. See what type of, this is where all of the churches should be stepping up and helping the community. I want to take you back to a time where we were seeing tremendous flooding, people homeless, shelters full. And the mega churches did not open their doors in the freezing cold of winter. Mega churches not opening their doors for people in need. You have to ask yourself why. Be a part of a community, and that includes our community services. Catholic Charities here in Northern Nevada has just about everything, not just the rental and power assistance, but they also have a food bank and daily meal services. These services are not just for the homeless. They are for the community. Because when all is said and done and all this goes down, it's not going to be about those federal assistance programs. It's going to be about friends and neighbors coming together and helping each other. So please, stick around after this Fox News update and join me as I talk to Jim, the CEO from Fish, Friends and Service Helping, and the massive food drive that is going on right now at Dick Compani's Carson City Toyota. They've been swamped. They're running out of items that they normally get on a regular basis. And they have had to shut down all of their fundraising events. All of them. So we'll get the latest detail on how they're surviving with your help after this. This business update first before we get to the news on the Monica J Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We will all get through this together. Bless you.